Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. Once more again today, we're going to give it to you. Here it comes, folks, loud and clear.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. And we are known as the Fanatic Organics because that's exactly what we are. Alive and Well is there with the fabulous combinations, the proteins, the herbs, the nutrients, all of those wonderful things done without the chemicals and the poison, etc. Every kind of choice you could ever want at Alive and Well at the best prices ever. And there we are hand in hand with our broth cafe. Remember, I have said it before, okay, repetition sometimes is very important. Broth is broad spectrum, the organic and wonderful broth cafe at Alive and Well, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, or you want wild fish, organic chickens, meats, all those choices are there for you at the Broth Cafe. And we are in endless gratitude every single day because we get the fabulous organic produce from our local organic farmers, brought in, incorporated into the salads, the soups, the vegetables, all of those different things,
and juices,
fresh organic
time.
Juices that are made
Amen,
too,
sister.
And only in glass, not in plastic. And you are going to talk to us about the stir in the spirit, the stir in the body. What can you say about it? It's like a heavenly message, and I do think it is. I think that that's the way water originally was meant to be consumed.
Are you telling me I'm all wet?
Well, you're a bit damp here and there. Can I say it? You didn't want me to talk about stuff like that, right?
Well,
a soggy do? Is that you?
A little hydrogen and oxygen. That's all. That's all I'm good for.
Just you're lots of hydrogen
I'm a,
and
I'm a drip.
Oxygen.
I'm a drip
okay?
off the old drop.
We were going to do the Himalayan trip. Remember, we always said that when we were young. Our last trip would be the Himalayas. Talk about the vortex water.
I would rather talk about the Maui water. Can I talk about Maui water?
You can talk about it being Maui, and there you're absolutely...
Since we never made it to the Himalayas, we can talk about the Maui waterfall.
You talk about
okay.
the Maui. Do that.
The road to Hana. Watch the water cascading off the Maui Mountains. That's water. That's water as it's created, because it's hydrogen and oxygen. And when the water sits right a length of time and in pipes and storage tanks, it loses that vitality. It loses that vitality. So what you want to do is you want to grab your half gallon or gallon or 5 gallon or 10 gallon container and come to Alive and Well and get the refiltered, rejuvenated hydrogen and oxygen vortex water. It's phenomenal because it really becomes wild water again, rather than the tame domesticated water that
I'd like to be wild water again. That's been my objective as I've gotten older and everything. I want to be wild water again, okay? Just like maybe, you know, they said when I was young, I would be wild water.
I think you qualify, babe.
Thank you, dear. Anyhow, I want to also, this is very important. You maybe have heard it before, but it's really very, very important. And that is in the vortex power and the vortex water, Dr. Otto Warburg won the highest award there is, the Nobel Prize in Medicine, for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. And the parameter of the high oxygen along with hydrogen are supported in vortex water, very high maximized oxygen and pH at 7.8. So you're getting, remember, you're also getting, I can't make a claim, but what was proven is when there's high oxygen, super high oxygen and hydrogen, hardly a disease, like Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for proving that. They hardly a disease, not even cancer, that he said, can exist. And they also support all the proof that the vortex gives structure to the molecules of the body, detoxification, cell availability, saving energy, and doing all the kind of wonderful things.
It does all those wonderful things. And that's just, and it satisfies your thirst.
It tastes differently.
When drinking the Vortex water, your thirst is satiated much more quickly. It's because you're rejuvenated. The water is actually a rejuvenating nutrient.
And it
isn't
tastes
just
much
wet.
Better, doesn't
okay.
it? Doesn't
oh, it
it
does.
Have a much better
it
taste?
Does. It dances
I
on your
always
tongue.
Think of that. Absolutely. And, you know, let's start by saying that...
Wait a minute.
Oh, yes.
If you don't have a container...
Yes.
You don't have a whatever container, size container you want, half gallon, gallon, 5 gallon, 10 gallon. Come into Alive and Well and buy a container, and we give you a free fill of water when you purchase the container, the
wonderful.
Jar, the bottle.
That's great, darling.
Okay?
Absolutely wonderful. And you know, let's start by saying that Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be doctors. Don't put people on medications or take them off. That doctor's area, we share the information. We're sharing information. Even what's in the news, we share. We share about what doctors, whether they're holistically minded or not, but they have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. And that's exactly what we're telling you, what doctors' reports have been, okay? That's what you're hearing. And this has
you
been...
You mean to tell me you're not a doctor?
Well, I'm telling you I'm not a doctor? You mean you think I'm doctoring up your life? Is that what you're telling me? You're doctoring up my life. And many times when I try to correct things, you go, stop doctoring up my life.
Yeah,
is that what you're talking?
Well, I wanted to give you a compliment. You've cured an awful lot of mayhem in my life, so
oh,
I appreciate
thank
that.
You.
Okay.
Oh, that's very nice. That's very sweet.
And also nutritionally, that's what Mona is saying is what we've been living for the last 60 years.
Absolutely.
And that is, why eat anything that's going to contribute to illness
that's
or
right.
degradation of your natural function?
Exactly.
And that's what all the chemicals in the foods are. That's what all the colorings and the flavorings and the conditioners and all the texturizers, all the junk, all the chemicals they add to food to make it more appealing, more tasty, more palate-wise. Forget it, folks. If the real food is unsprayed, organically grown, and that's rather sparse nowadays in age, this day and age, but we come to Alive and Well, that's what you get. We serve only the organic food at the broth
cafe. That's right. That's
okay?
right. Keep all the poisons out of there.
And we have the highest quality of specifically made for Alive and Well vitamins in anywhere in the world, because we have holistic physician creating the formulas and guaranteeing the potency of every capsule and tablet in that store.
And terrific prices going
and
right
terrific
along.
Terrific prices as well.
High
sure.
potency and terrific prices.
Absolutely.
This was, you know, I'm just reporting this. And this came out just as the highlights of just a few days ago on the television news on the channels, okay? Mm-hmm. Big time news and big time doctors reporting it, okay? Here it is. And these are the quotes in the U.S. news right across, okay? I'm not making this up. Here it is. Quote, it's time to reshape the U.S. healthcare. We are in, quote, the unhealthiest time in history.
And one of the unhealthiest countries in history.
That's right. They go on to say that, quote, we must revolutionize healthcare. The U.S. as a nation, this is the quote by the doctors, is sicker than we have ever been. Quote, not making it up. And Dr. Mehmet Oz was one of the doctors that came saying, why do we not keep our kids healthy? Because we are not doing it. We are spending more than twice as much on health care as other nations and three times as much as many others, and not wisely, said Dr. Oz. And then the quote too was Big Pharma, that's the pharmaceutical drug industry, Big Pharma is not making America healthy. That was the quote.
Keep in mind, folks, big pharmaceutical companies are there to make money.
That's right.
They're not there to create life. They're not there to create health. They're there to sell a prescription drug. As Dr. Oz went on to say
yes.
on that program, that the same drugs sold in Europe that are sold in America.
Yes, he did.
The same drugs that are sold in America that are sold in Europe. In America, they're up to three times
they're
the price.
Three times the price of those prescriptions.
As they charge in Europe.
And you know, well, every time you're talking about the money and the big farmer and all that, I and the graft and corruption, I always hear Joel Gray. you know, sing when he did Cabaret. Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round. Money makes the world go round in a most alarming way, right?
Right.
And here, as they were going on, because they were even focusing on Make America Healthy Again, and he was focusing, say, this is Dr. Oz talking, our population has a huge obesity crisis and many relative sicknesses related to that, and then they went on about all the chemicals in our food supply and all the poisons. Good grief. How much do you have to hear? You heard it, right?
Over and over.
And you know,
But the pharmaceutical industry is still the most influential payoff industry in the world. They pay off the senators and the congressmen and all the bureaucrats. They all get benefits from the pharmaceutical companies. And as a result, the pharmaceutical companies' legislative suggestions to our wonderful government are carried through. In the mid-80s, there was legislation passed that exonerated any ill effects from pharmaceutical drugs.
That's right.
The pharmaceutical companies were given carte blanche in whatever they wanted to produce, and no penalties against
them. No penalties whatsoever. Carte blanche is like the freedom. You know, there's more about them, we'll get to that in a couple of minutes about the things that Big Pharma is involved in. But here, this is a medical doctor's report. Dr. David Brownstein, MD, a leading medical doctor, just came out. He says right here in the news, vitamin D3 deficiencies are linked to Alzheimer's. And here is the report. This is a medical journal report. In the Journal of Human Nutrition and Dietetics, scientists reported a meta-analysis, that's in medical across all the boards, of 67 medical studies that looked at vitamin concentrations in Alzheimer's disease patients and control groups. The medical researchers found that vitamin C displayed a very substantial concentration difference. Other vitamins that showed significant differences included vitamin D3, natural vitamin E and A, B12, and the complexes, and folate. And then, amazing, right? Amazing, all those things. And the findings underscores the need for therapeutic interventions targeting vitamin deficiencies, they said, in people with Alzheimer's disease, offering new strategies for managing the disease. This is the doctor's quote. And they go on to say that Alzheimer's is the most common neurodegenerative disease in the U.S., affecting more than 6 million people.
Oh, mama.
And they go on to say that these devastating illness is rocketing, skyrocketing. And this is Dr. David Brownstein was reporting, saying that, I have seen, says the doctor, new onset dementia in patients, but resolving their problem by correcting nutrient deficiencies. That's in medical breakdown, correcting it by correcting the nutrient deficiencies.
The drugs reduce symptoms. You've heard me say this a million times. They're designed to reduce the symptoms, so people think they're going to be getting better because they don't, whatever the symptom that was bothering them, a headache, whether it was a rashy skin, well, whatever the symptom was, irregular heartbeat, they can reduce the symptoms, but they don't solve the problem.
No, that's right.
The problem is, again, I've mentioned this several times, mitochondria. The mitochondria are those incredibly invisible little organelles, if you want to call them, that live in every cell in our body. Every cell is invisible, and under a microscope, the parameters of that one invisible cell under a microscope reveal, in a heart cell, for instance, gives you 5,000 invisible mitochondria. What? And they create the energy for the one heart cell. Well, you put all those heart cells together into an 8.5-ounce piece of meat, stick it in the middle of your chest, and it's called a heart. But the heart is dependent upon each one of those microscopic little pieces of poof called mitochondria to create the energy to pump the blood to your brains and your little toe, to pump the contents of your blood, the oxygen, the nutrients, all the vital life-giving creations within your anatomy are pumped every second of your life by this invisible piece of poof called a mitochondria. It's phenomenal. But drugs don't create mitochondria. Nutrients create new mitochondria.
Right. And this was going right on with the doctor reporting. He is reporting about the medical journals and studies. Okay? This is Dr. David Brownstein reporting about this. Cardio Coq enzyme Q10 relieves chronic kidney disease.
Mm-hmm.
Unbelievable. In the medical journal Nephrology, that's the name of it, medical researchers performed a review of current evidence that looked at the effects of high-potency cardio coenzyme Q10 on kidney function. 12 independent medical studies were collated and found that cardio CoQ10 significantly reduced oxidative stress and inflammatory markers. Furthermore, says the doctor, quoting, cardio coenzyme Q10 supplementation improved glucose, that's blood sugar metabolism, hemoglobin A1C scores, and the authors concluded, quote, our systematic review demonstrated that cardio CoQ10 supplementation has very promising effects on oxidative stress. This work provided strong clues that cardio CoQ10 supplementation can have the potential to improve inflammation levels, glucose metabolism, cardiac structure and function, and cardiac, that's heart, biomarkers. That's the evidence of all the different actions of the heart. How many things do you have to hear? How many people are told that by their doctors? With all that review that's gone on, all the medical reviews and reported in the medical journal Nephrology.
And this is in support of what I just mentioned earlier. The cardio CoQ10, especially the formula at Alive and Well, which is the most efficient and honest potency on the market. The cardio CoQ10 helps to create those new mitochondria. Because if you're 18 years old, you've got new mitochondria bursting out of your ears. When you're 80 years old, you don't have new mitochondria bursting out of your ears. You have old mitochondria, which are slowly dying off, and that gives a weaker muscle anywhere in your body, weaker brain, weaker heart. All the things become weaker as you grow older. Why? Because your mitochondria don't keep up with the demands of your life. You're not feeding the mitochondria. You're feeding them preservatives and colorings and all the texturizers and chemicals that the food industry wants to put into your body. But by using the cardio Q10, it creates new mitochondria. Because your old mitochondria are old, and your old mitochondria are dying off, and you don't have the energy, you don't have the sex drive, you don't have the mental capabilities you had when you were younger.
Yes.
But by using the nutrients, you can restore to a great extent, say, all holistic physicians, the functions of every activity in your body.
And just what you had to say, the doctor went on to say when he was talking about the kidney disease and how miraculous the CoQ10 supplementation, the CardioQ10. He says, chronic kidney disease now affects, listen to this, everyone. Everybody hear this. Chronic kidney disease now affects more than 35 million Americans. Are you hearing this?
I didn't see that.
But diabetics and hypertensive individuals are at a much higher risk. These medical studies found that cardio CoQ10 supplementation improves oxidative stress and inflammation found in chronic kidney disease.
Reducing inflammation.
That's exactly what they were saying. One reason patients often have low cardio CoQ10 levels, says the doctor, is from taking statin, that's cholesterol medications, which poison the enzyme needed to produce CoQ10 in the body. Cardio CoQ10 is a crucial substance, says the doctor, that is integral to mitochondrial energy production, as well as being a most potent antioxidant. Are we hearing this?
Anti-aging, absolutely.
And anti-aging. Remember, we often said that the heart is a muscle. Think of the, and that the what produces the strength of the muscle of the heart is adenosine triphosphate, ATP, cellular energy. The producer of that is the cardio form of coenzyme Q10.
The most efficient utilization of Q10 there is. And it is three times or more efficient than any other CoQ10 product on the market. But again, because it does what? It helps to restore, renew, regenerate new, younger mitochondria, which gives every cell more energy. Well, if every cell has more energy, the heart cell, the brain cell, the little toe cell, wherever the cell is in your body, it has more youthfulness than it did before. Senescence is senility, and old people become senile to one degree or another. But by using the cardio CoQ10 and the acetyl L-carnitine along with it.
Right.
Which
the leader in Europe for the heart and the brain and the nervous system.
That's right. And you have newer, more energetic, more life-giving energy from the mitochondrial regrowth.
That is absolutely so true. And it's amazing. And that this holistic-minded medical doctor, very leading medical doctor, also reporting here, he says, autism is a scourge on our society. In 1970, just one in 10,000 children were diagnosed with the condition. In 1995, the rate was one in 1,000, a tenfold, 100% increase. By the year 2000, the rate had climbed to 1 in 150, 66 times, that's 6,600% higher than the rate in 1970. And the latest Centers for Disease Control figures, CDC figures, from 2022 was 1 in 31. That means from 1970 to 2022, the autism rate rose a stunning 322% higher. 322 times, 20, that's why it's called 322-fold. Our society cannot survive this increasing burden of autism, says the doctor. And it's not like the autism rate has fluctuated. Since 1970, it keeps increasing steadily. Why hasn't the rapid rise in autism received the kind of attention COVID-19, HIV, AIDS? I believe the reason autism has not been properly addressed is because it is the primary cause. Iatrogenic, meaning it is medically induced. That's what the doctor says, not Mona. In my opinion, the rise in autism, he says, and other childhood illnesses such as asthma, allergies, and eczema is being driven in large part by the rapid increase in the Centers for Disease Control, CDC-approved vaccines administered prenatally and in childhood. For more than 50 years, government agencies, including the CDC, have pressured us to follow the childhood vaccine schedule without question. And he goes on, if you dare question anything about a vaccine, you're labeled an anti-vaxxer and humiliated. How do we get to this point? Civil liability laws encourage companies to make sure their products are safe to avoid legal issues and monetary damages. After the big pharma cartel was awarded liability protection.
That's what I mentioned earlier.
That's what you did. They don't have to answer to anyone.
That's
they can
right.
do anything. And the doctor says after the big pharma cartel was awarded liability protection, vaccine manufacturers were incentivized to produce more vaccines as quickly as possible and without any fear of lawsuits. An approved vaccine that made it to the childhood vaccine schedule was a definite cash cow, says the doctor.
And autism is what? Autism is dementia.
That's right.
Then instead of calling children retarded, which has a terrible connotation to
That's
it.
That's right.
Your child is retarded. Sorry, lady, you have a retarded child. No, they changed the word to something that you don't really understand. It's called autism. The same symptoms, the same condition, but they've relabeled it to call it autism, which doesn't have quite the emotional negative impact that retarded has. But it's the same condition. The drugs cause retardation.
Yes, they do.
And the pharmaceutical industry walks around this by changing the name and saying no, vaccines have no adverse effects.
And they're free of any liability. And they don't have to way be tested or anything or proved anything. And he goes on to say, are children healthy? This is the doctor, not Mona. Are children healthier for receiving more and more vaccines? No, says the doctor. Since 1986, children's health has been in free fall. Today more than
fall.
That's down the
that's
cliff.
Right. That's right.
Today more than 50% of U.S. children have chronic illnesses. Are we kidding? More than 50% of U.S. children have chronic illnesses.
But the big pharma is not responsible
that's
for
what
that.
He says.
You know that. The government said so.
Asthma, eczema, autoimmune diseases, obesity, diabetes, allergies, cancer, and many other illnesses continue to increase among the young population. Today's medical students and residents are taught that eczema is a normal part of a child's life. That's nonsense, says the doctor. And all that is happening while children receive four times more vaccine doses than when I was a child. And that's David Brownstein, a lot younger than I.
Mm-hmm. Unbelievable. While we're on the subject.
Yes.
Let me bring
go
this
right
up.
Ahead.
There's a movement nationwide to keep vaccinations optional and with informed consent. There are many places in this country, in the U.S., that have mandatory vaccine programs. From the time a child is 6 months old until they're 25 years old, they're given God knows how many different vaccines, so many injections, so many health improvements provided by the drug industry. But as you've heard, we talked just about the vaccines, the terrible side effects. There is in Maui a mandatory ruling that every child has to have the vaccine program. But there's also in Maui a movement to make it optional, to make the vaccine program optional. If you'd like to sign your name to a petition, come to Alive and Well, sign the petition. The petition will be submitted to the governor of Hawaii, who says all vaccines are mandatory. We would like to have that changed, and we'd like to have personal information and commitment from folks who also want to have optional capabilities of using mandatory drug therapies, mandatory laws written by rules and regulations written by the local governments. It should not be mandatory, as you've heard from the discussion so far on the show, that vaccines and drugs have terrible side effects.
Yes,
and there's no reason to subject a six-month-old child to start the whole vaccine program.
And another leading doctor just came out with a major report on this, Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD. He's this huge leading doctor. Again, not Mona, not Dennis. We're quoting. This is quoting from Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, reporting. Repeated COVID injections cause numerous problems is the topic is type of his article.
Right.
He says, quoting him, more reports are coming out in medical journals outlining the deadly dangers of COVID and mRNA injections. Autopsy studies have shown conclusively, listen, that the deaths were caused by the vaccines, not the COVID-19 infection. Are we hearing this? The shots have also been linked to changes in bone marrow, which can leave a person at high risk of developing cancer. Wow. And this is the doctor still quoting, and supposedly cured cancer, he doesn't quote, which in truth are latent cancers, are regularly activated by these vaccines. These cancers quickly become extremely aggressive. They're called turbo cancers, and most often fatal, even after a decade of latency. The shots have been shown to induce many types of new cancers.
Mm-hmm.
Good grief. Now the government wants to make all childhood vaccines of the mRNA type That is a disaster waiting to happen, says Dr. Blaylock.
They're going to be mandatory.
Mandatory. Of course, says Dr. Blaylock, the so-called authorities will bend over backward to deny this. But parents must protect their children. They are being fed purposeful, says the doctor, misinformation, and the cover-up is monumental. And he goes on, and he just goes on about all the terrible things about these vaccines and everything. But this is very important point.
So if you want to make your voice heard, come in and sign the petition at Alive and Well. And you can get a little flyer to go along with it if you like. But you can read about it there and make your decision there if you like. But make it not mandatory, but to make it optional. If you want to enjoy all the side effects of the drug therapies and all the shenanigans of the pharmaceutical industry, then go along with what the government says. If you want to have your own voice in how to determine your health development and your health longevity, you might want to sign the petition. It will be there's an organization, and it's keepsvaccinationoptional.org. Keepvaccinationoptional.org. That's if you want to go to a website, check it out. And if you want to sign the petition, come to Alive and Well. We have it right there waiting for you.
Absolutely. And you know, it's amazing. I just applaud these doctors standing up for the truth and giving the background to everything they state according to the clinical trial. Everything is background, okay? Not opinion.
And these are all qualified doctors.
Amen.
Who've been through the mill. They've been through the medical school. They've been through the specialty school education for their particular position in the medical world. And they've come out and said, what? Get rid of 90% of all the drugs, because the drugs don't solve the problem. Nutrition solves the problems.
Yes.
Feed the body what it needs to be alive.
You know, it's amazing. And then he often answers the questions of people that talk to him, you know. And one of the questions that he was answering here, and it's certainly a nutrient that saved me from the dream, caused me to live. And it was one that I was born with a heart defect, you know, mm-hmm. which ran in the family, okay? An aorta without valves. It's a big story. I don't want to go into it right now, but this was one of my big saviors. And I'm glad that this doctor is talking. A person was asking him, any nutrient that heals atrial fibrillation, because that happens so often and can cause death, and fainting and all kinds of things. He says, okay, certain nutrients that are essential to reduce or even stop atrial fibrillation. And his top of the list, he talks about the importance of magnesium, but he says the top of the list is taurine, reduces atrial fibrillation, PACs, PVCs, and ventricular fibrillation. We have lots of that wonderful, amazing product in the store. And you know, it's just absolutely amazing what it can do for you. A simple nutrient.
That's right.
Not death, not opening up. And with my brother died when they tried to do that with him, when he had a little fibrillation as he was running across the beach in Florida, you know. And he told me, they said I have some little fibrillation. So, I said, Larry, and he's an older brother, and I said, and he was in great shape. You know, he always did a huge amount of exercise and swimming. He lived in Florida. And I said, cardio CoQ10 and taurine, talking about the nutrients, I'm sending them to you, sweetheart. Just take it. You'll be better in 3 days. Instead, they opened them up and put in, the pacemaker. And during that operation, he developed an infection in his heart. His heart swelled up like a balloon and burst, and he died right there on the operating table horribly. Instead, they always do the drastic. Why don't we go for wonderful nutrients? I take, along with my Cardio Q10 and my super pure omega fish oils, I take my taurine every single day and my nutrients and magnesium every single day, and my heart has been completely normal, okay? So I'm just telling you those things, okay? Very
again,
important.
Again,
that we know
folks,
that.
You want to. If an athlete pulled a muscle, and they say, "Well, we got to do a surgery on your tendon," But the surgery would curtail his career as an athlete. Every cell in your body has a challenge to maintain energy production and life. Feed the cell. Feed the cells. Feed your entire anatomy with nutrients which rebuild, restore, renew, and energize every cell within your anatomy. It's just that simple, say holistic physicians. Don't give your body junk. Don't eat the sugars. Don't eat all the candies and the desserts and stop drinking so much beer or any other alcohol, because alcohol destroys the liver. How many times have you heard that? Well, he loved his martinis, but his liver gave out. Why? Because alcohol poisons the liver. That's why. The liver can't keep up with it, can't maintain its function. Feed your body. And what do you feed it? Nutrients. And how do you get the nutrients? By coming to Alive and Well and having and eating lunch at the Broth Cafe, by taking the Cardio Q10, say the holistic physicians, by taking the acetyl-L-carnitine and Brain Power and our alpha lipoic acid. All of these things restore, renew, regenerate new mitochondria, energy, life.
And you know, just what you're saying always gets to me. And the very famous doctor, Dr. Joseph Mercola, does nothing but report the medical trials that have done this. And the number two cause of complete and utter liver failure in the United States is, yes, alcoholism, you know, using the alcohol. But the number one is acetaminophen, the NSAIDs.
Oh, yeah.
Number one cause of liver failure. And he reports this here by Dr. Joseph Mercola. Just reported, just came out, the most dangerous pain reliever is probably in your medicine cabinet right now. And acetaminophen is the leading cause of acute liver failure in all the developed countries. Are we hearing this? The number one cause. You mean it even outplays, I'm not telling you to be an alcoholic, but it even outplays alcoholism, which is number two. Acetaminophen is the leading cause of acute liver failure in all the developed countries. And even normal doses have been shown to severely stress the liver in otherwise healthy adults. And Tylenol contains acetaminophen, diphenhydramine, creating risk not only for liver damage, but also memory loss and dementia. Acetaminophen use in older adults is linked to gastrointestinal bleeding, ulcers, high blood pressure, heart failure, and chronic kidney disease. The drug harms your body by depleting, robbing the body of glutathione, your master antioxidant, says the doctor, and disrupting protective systems that safeguard your stomach, heart, and kidneys. Safer pain relief strategies include the natural options like highly absorbed curcumin, magnesium, organic lifestyle practices, along with boosting glutathione levels through N-acetylcysteine. Now, again, N-acetylcysteine is a leading thing used, NAC, in top hospitals for acute liver failure caused by the acetaminophen.
Helps to regrow the mitochondria of the liver and the lungs. Help is dramatic in relieving lung congestion.
Absolutely.
Inflammation,
that's a leader.
Infection
that's the leader.
In the lungs.
That's exactly what Dr. Siegel says when people are suffering from COVID. Instead of doing the vaccines, he says, use the NAC, use the quercetin with vitamin C, use the vitamin D3 for your immune system. And
and you have killer cells.
And you have natural killer cells.
The killer cells kill not you. The killer cells kill everything that's trying to kill you. All the viruses and bacteria and yeast and fungus and mold, every pathogen in the world succumbs to a natural killer cell activity, which is an innate part of our given anatomy. We have that innate capability when we're created to defend our body, defend our brain, defend ourselves by what? Production of killer cells. If you eat sugars and bread and pasta and bagels and cereals and grains and granolas and muffins and crackers and cookies and chips and doodahs and whizbangs and yum-yums and Coca-Cola, you don't have killer cells because all of those negative influences destroy your innate capability to create the killer cells. But taking the nutrients create the killer cells.
That's right. And you know, Dr. Mercola reporting that acetaminophen hidden dangers to your liver. Across the board, here's another big report from the National Library of Medicine's Liver Tox Resource. Explains that this common over-the-counter drug, long marketed as safe, is in fact a well-established cause of severe liver injury, with cases tied to high or repeated doses, and healthy adults even taking what they consider normal acetaminophen daily had spikes in liver enzymes within just a week. Markers of liver stress, children were also affected when caregivers gave them these drugs to children's Tylenol.
Yeah.
Signs of liver harm were seen in more than three quarters of all participants who used it. In a clinical trial cited by LiverTox, 76% of the participants developed liver enzyme elevations way above the normal range. Okay. So this is so toxic, and yet it's still marketed all the time. And you know, Den, you know how we, do you remember, I know you do, because when we were young, involved in nutrition, it was...
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago. But there were a group of doctors that were reporting on their whole passion was about what vitamin D3 could use for the immune system and how it could fight cancer
always,
and all that.
Always.
Okay, yeah. And they that was their whole passion and devotion. This just came out just a couple of days ago. The hidden vitamin deficiency that is could be affecting your mood, Mirpola, writing about the clinical trials.
And vitamin D now is frowned upon by all established medicine.
And that's just Big Bull. You know, that what was that movie when Big Daddy said Bull? Yeah. I say Big Mama saying Bull, too.
That's right.
And here, I just can't even believe
that's
that.
That's Bull, Roman numeral number
that's
two.
Bull.
Okay.
Now, okay. And here is the report, just came out a couple days ago. Low vitamin D3 doesn't just weaken bones, says the doctor. It can also affect how you feel. Listen to this. You have to hear this. A large review, that's a medical review when they say that, of 66 medical studies from 31 countries, are we hearing? Found that adults with low vitamin D3 were far more likely to have depression, especially when blood levels drop below 30 nanograms per milliliter, whatever it's called, okay?
Nanogram.
Vitamin 3 helps the brain work properly. It's found in areas that control mood, helps lower inflammation, protect brain cells, and keeps calcium levels balanced. Medical studies found that people with low vitamin D3 had far more symptoms of depression.
Did you hear the word inflammation?
Yes, go ahead, talk.
Inflammation, folks, I've said this ad nauseum, but hear it one more time. In every ill health development, every ill health development, there is evidence of chronic inflammation, fire in every cell in your body. A cell is microscopic. A cell is invisible to the naked eye, but invisible mitochondria inflammation destroys that cell. What? Yeah. And what creates the inflammation? Sugars and refined carbohydrates and seed oils, the safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, they all create omega-6. Omega-6 is inflammatory. It creates inflammation. How much inflammation can an invisible little piece of poof called a cell, how much can it withstand before it succumbs and burns up? That's the source of all irregular activity in our body, is chronic inflammation.
And you wouldn't believe this, but this is absolutely incredible. But this is a special report by Dr. Russell Blaylock that came out in the news, just came out, and they did a review of clinical trials and epidemiological studies shows that inflammation is the important mechanism underlying dementia, and cognitive decline in the elderly. Inflammation is implicated in the neuropathological cascade, leading to the development of Alzheimer's disease and other common forms of dementia. The Edinburgh Artery Study, that's a huge medical study, Edinburgh, all capitalized, followed 452 men and women for 16 years. Results showed that inflammation markers were associated with progressive decline in general and specific cognitive abilities in older people, independent of all other illnesses. Can you read this about inflammation and cancer?
Can I read inflammation and cancer?
Go right ahead. Because you talk about the inflammation, this is so exactly what you say.
Alrighty.
Go ahead.
The doctors go on to say the chronic smoldering inflammation fire seems to be the root cause of all cancers, even those that have been linked to viruses and bacteria, because the viruses and the bacteria create inflammation. In each case, we see how low-grade inflammation that persists for many years and even decades. The speed of growth of tumor invasion and tumor spread all depend on ongoing inflammation at the site of the tumor. Massive free radical generation and lipid peroxidation occur at the site as well. Inflammation is the stimulus for conversion of normal cells to cancer cells and for the worsening of the prognosis of existing cancers. So in short, say the doctors, the inflammation makes the cancer much more aggressive and invasive and more likely to metastasize and spread. A recent study by researchers at the Ohio State University Comprehensive Cancer Center suggests that chronic inflammation is associated with up to 25% of all cancers. A report in the Biochemical Pharmacology discusses the critical link between inflammation and cancer, noting that pro-inflammatory chemicals play a role in key facets of cancer cell proliferation, in metastases, and the formation of new blood vessels needed to propagate the cancer. And it goes on and on, folks. Inflammation. Inflammation can be reduced dramatically by doing what? By getting rid of the sugars and the other food components that create inflammation. The seed oils, safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils, all create inflammation. The super pure omega-3 fish oils with DHA and EPA reduce inflammation. The pain power reduces inflammation dramatically. It is curcumin, but curcumin and with supportive enzymes which make curcumin very effective in reducing the fire, the excess heat, the inflammation that creates the destruction and kills off the vital components that are trying to build health. Pain power, vitamin C and D3 and zinc, these are all natural, God-given. We are given these components. We are created with these capabilities of defending ourselves by using nutrients. But the drugs do not solve the problem. They reduce the symptoms, the temporary discomfort, but they do not solve the problem, which is what? Chronic inflammation.
That's right. That's right. And we have to make a change. And even the things that are reporting about that, what's going on with our children, we need to take charge of that. We need to take charge to give them the greatest information and to do what we were designed to do, to take what we were designed to take, not the garbage and not the chemicals and not the poisons and not the toxins. We can make that, okay? All right? We can make that decision, and you can make that decision, and Alive and Well is here for you. We are there. If you want to sit and talk, Dennis and Mona, no charge, just sharing great information. Make an appointment, 877-4950. There's no charge, but we sit one-on-one and give you great information about what the doctors have learned about nutrients. 877-4950 for any one of our multitudinous help that we can give you and have all your wonderful food ready for you if you want to pick it up or have it ready when you want to to eat at the broth cafe or party or anything. You don't have to do anything with toxic foods. Even as holidays come up, do the non-toxic, do the healthy, do the organic. That's your choice, okay? Say no to the bad stuff, okay?
You can reduce inflammation. Pain power reduces inflammation. This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
Let us remind you folks one more time that optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha. Aloha.